Hounds keep their winning streak here at North Central up 40-41, the final score. Hounds coming out on top in week 6. Next Friday night, Hounds will head home to take on Ben Davis on homecoming.
Tonight, the Greyhounds return to their home field as they are getting ready to face off against last year's state championship team, the Ben Davis Giants. The Greyhounds are coming off of a thrilling triple overtime victory against the North Central Panthers and are looking to keep their three-game win streak alive. Meanwhile, the Giants are coming off of a victory against the Lawrence North Wildcats and are hoping to improve their record to 4-3. Can the Giants walk away with a victory on the Greyhounds' homecoming game, or will the Greyhounds rise to the occasion and keep their streak alive? It's the Greyhounds versus the Giants, only here on 91.3 WHJE. And it all starts right now.
On a night featuring brand new jerseys, fresh faces on the offense and defense, and the most festive and spirited student section of the year, it's now time for Week 7 and homecoming of Carmel Greyhound football, right here on 91.3 WHJE. I'm your play-by-play man, Sam Wexler, and alongside me this evening is Ethan DeRamo as color commentator. The Hounds have won the toss at midfield and elected to defer to the second half. Beano Sandy's opening kick went through the end zone for a touchback, so Ben Davis will start up their offense at the 20-yard line. Trent in the gun. Three tight ends to the right. Handoff is to Allen all the way to the right. Trying to turn the corner. It's a fake handoff. Christian Williams has the ball going around the left side and into the touchdown for the first score of the evening. Touchdown, Greyhounds.
Sam, I'll be honest with you. I was looking at Eric Allen that whole time. I saw he had an open lane, but I looked over and I heard you say Christian Williams in, and Greyhounds now up 6-0 on their homecoming night.
A big end-around play, a fake handoff, a flea flicker, if you will. Hounds running that one to perfection, fooling the defense most certainly, and even us for a quick second up here in the booth. The man on to tack on the extra point is Spencer Hanna. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick splits the uprights, making it 7-0 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds over the Giants of Ben Davis on homecoming. With 2:20 to go, 4th-and-13, with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. And the Giants will bring on their punter, Tyrese Nibbs, to switch the field position again.
Yeah, Sam, that's another three and out. I believe the third for Ben Davis, and Carmel also has three and outs. So really this, it's just been defense all night. Defenses have been on the field most of the time, and the offenses really just can't get anything going, even the Ben Davis offense.
The punt by Tyrese is blocked. It's recovered at the 7-yard line. Hounds run it all the way in for the touchdown. Nibbs can't get the punt off. It was blocked at the 5-yard line. Hounds get a special teams touchdown with 1:42 to go in the third quarter. 13-7 with the extra point to come. Hounds take the lead again.
Well, if your offense can't score a touchdown, then your special teams can. We saw that week one versus Trinity. They got that forced fumble into the end zone and saw another special teams touchdown for the Greyhounds here.
Josh Schumann making the play for the Hounds on special teams, really coming through in the clutch. Spencer Hanna, the sophomore, will come on to take the extra point. The wind against him. The snap is good. The hold is not great, but the kick splits the upright. Spencer Hanna, perfect on the evening from the extra point line. 14-7 is the score. Hounds up on homecoming over the Ben Davis Giants. We'll send it back to the studio for a quick score update. Jace, what's new? Wind gusts of up to 20 miles per hour heading from left to right at the backs of the Hounds. Trent has the ball on the 7-yard line in the gun. Takes a snap. Hand off to Zach White. White makes a cut at the goal line. Touchdown! Hounds add another rushing touchdown to the board, making it 20-7 with 11:26 to go in the fourth quarter. Greyhounds keep on keeping on.
And it's great to have Mr. White back on the field here. He's just doing a fantastic job tonight, and he has been all season. You want him in the game there because he trucked a couple defenders getting into the end zone and extended his arm to get it over that goal line. So great effort and great job from him.
The extra point will be put up by Spencer Hanna. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is fantastic, banging off the scoreboard for an emphatic extra point. 21-7 is now the score, 11:26 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll send it to a quick break. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel. 30 seconds to go. Third and 13. Trent under center and takes the final knee of the ball game. Hounds will not have to take any more snaps for another 7 days. And we'll get the win here on homecoming. 21-7, the final score here from Carmel High School. Next week, the Hounds will move to take on Warren Central down south in Indianapolis. Till next week, I've been Sam Wexler. Alongside me has been Ethan DeRamo. Don't forget to listen to the postgame show hosted by Charlie Maurer as well with some final thoughts from David Wiederhaft. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.